Welcome to the 2 Minute Disciple Podcast with your host, Nick Euler. 2 minutes of discovery leads to a lifetime of following Jesus. Hey, everybody, I'm Nick, and I'm so glad to be here with you today. Today is the 17th of December, and we are moving forward in our journey through the Gospels. And we are now into Matthew chapter 17. So let's dive right in to Matthew chapter 17 from the Common English Bible. 6 days later, Jesus took Peter, James, and John, his brother, and brought them to the top of a very high mountain. He was transformed in front of them. His face shone like the sun, and his clothes became as white as light. Moses and Elijah appeared to them, talking with Jesus. Peter reacted to all of this by saying to Jesus, "Lord, it's good that we're here. If you want, I'll make 3 shrines, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah." While he was still speaking, look, a bright cloud overshadowed them. A voice from the cloud said, "This is my son, whom I dearly love. I am very pleased with him. Listen to him." Hearing this, the disciples fell on their faces, filled with awe. But Jesus came and touched them. "Get up," he said. "Don't be afraid." When they looked up, they saw no one except Jesus. As they were coming down the mountain, Jesus commanded them, "Don't tell anyone about the vision until the human one is raised from the dead." The disciples asked, "Then why do the legal experts say that Elijah must come first?" Jesus responded, "Elijah does come first and will restore all things. In fact, I tell you that Elijah has already come, and they didn't know him, but they did to him whatever they wanted. In the same way, the human one is also going to suffer at their hand." Then the disciples realized he was telling them about John the Baptist. When they came to the crowd, a man met Jesus. He knelt before him, saying, "Lord, show mercy to my son. He is epileptic and suffers terribly, for he often falls into the fire or the water. I brought him to your disciples, but they couldn't heal him." Jesus answered, "You faithless and crooked generation, how long will I be with you? How long will I put up with you? Bring the boy here to me." Then Jesus spoke harshly to the demon, and it came out of the child, who was healed from that time on. Then the disciples came to Jesus in private and said, "Why couldn't we throw the demon out?" "Because you have little faith," he said. "I assure you that if you have faith the size of a mustard seed, you could say to this mountain, 'Go from here,' and it will go. There will be nothing that you can't do." When the disciples came together in Galilee, Jesus said to them, "The human one is about to be delivered over into human hands. They will kill him, but he will be raised on the third day." And they were heartbroken. When they came to Capernaum, the people who collected the half-shekel temple tax came to Peter and said, "Doesn't your teacher pay the temple tax?" "Yes," he said. But when they came into the house, Jesus spoke to Peter first. "What do you think, Simon? From whom do earthly kings collect taxes? From their children or from strangers?" "From strangers," he said. Jesus said to him, "Then the children don't have to pay, but just so that we don't offend them, go to the lake, throw out a fishing line and hook, and take the first fish you catch. When you open its mouth, you will find a shekel coin. Take it and pay the tax for both of us." There are 2 things that jumped out to me in this passage. First, listen to him. And second, have faith, even as small as a mustard seed. Those 2 things really stuck out to me. First of all, listen to him. We are to listen to Jesus. And all that he says and all that he teaches, to listen to what Jesus says and do it. And then second, have faith. As small as a mustard seed, have faith and you can do anything. So as we walk away from this passage today, I want us to just spend time meditating on those 2 things. How well do we listen? And how small is our faith? Even with just a small faith, like the size of a mustard seed, we can do so much. So how well do we listen, and how is our faith? Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you so much for this opportunity today to come and to listen to you. Help us to hear and have faith to put it in practice. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you for listening to 2 Minute Disciple Podcast. Make sure you join us again tomorrow and share this with as many people as you can.